USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky saying it's time for the Senate to vote on a new stimulus package. Democrats, including Senator Patrick Leahy, say the stimulus package being put forward by the Senate Republicans just isn't good enough. Over two dozen people are dead in Louisiana from Hurricane Laura. Governor John Bel Edwards says a handful of the 26 deaths happened after the storm left the state.
Seven of these deaths have been related to storm cleanup, including people falling from roofs or being hit by limbs or debris. So please be very careful when you're working on your house or property.
The Democratic governor urging people to stay hydrated and cool while they work as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Small business owners taking an optimistic tone as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the prospect of having a coronavirus vaccine by Election Day is exciting to him.
I'm very optimistic that we will have something by the end of October. So if you're looking at the end of October as Election Day, I would agree with the president that the progress to date has been extremely encouraging.
Meadows talking to reporters outside the White House. He also insisted any suggestion that the president is pressuring the FDA or others when it comes to getting a vaccine just isn't true. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Amid election security concerns, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is attempting to normalize the possibility of a delayed outcome of the upcoming presidential election. Facebook rolling out new measures which include flagging posts by candidates who claim premature victory.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election.
Zuckerberg continues on HBO by saying,
we're going to do a bunch of different messaging around that just to make sure that people know that that's normal. So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly saying that there's no consensus result yet.
New wildfires in California over the Labor Day weekend saw a dramatic airlift of more than 200 people trapped by flames and ended with the state's largest utility turning off power to over 172,000 customers to try to prevent its power lines from sparking more fires. This fire season, a record 2 million acres have burned in fires in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.